Lamed Zayin on the base. Omer Abaya. Menoa Menola. Bechol Sveikol or Belezer Ben Yaakov Kivadei Mashvile. Mer Machlokis Rav and Abaya. Who holds what? But Belezer Ben Yaakov is the halacha. And whether Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that, according to Abai at least, that all Sufik Mamzerim have a din of Vade Mamzerim. That means that they're allowed to marry a, really from the Torah, it's not like that. For the Torah, they're allowed to marry a regular person, and they're allowed to marry a Mamzer. Because the Torah considered the Sufik. The Torah considered the Sufik as if it was a man. Now, you can't. The halacha is lo yovo bekal Hashem. So what's called kahal Hashem? So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, according to Abaya, kahal is only where it's vaday okay. It's not vaday okay. Sufik kahal is also not a kahal, and therefore there's no issur for a Sufik mamzer to marry a regular mamzer either. Because Sufik Mamzer is a din of no kahal. Therefore, the Mamzer is allowed to marry a Sufik Mamzer, because, and you have to hold according to this, that Sufik Daraisa is the Chumra Min HaTorah. Because if not, it's only a Chumra Darabana, and the Min HaTorah could be that this person is 100% okay. And but if you hold a Sufik as an Isser by itself, a Sufik is also not called the kahal. Okay, so therefore, how do we know that? How did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov know this halacha, that a Sufik Mamzer is the same thing as a Vade Mamzer, and they're allowed to intermarry? The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Hari Shebo al Noshim Harbe, Ve'en Yodea al Ezu Mehen Bo. Right? The other side, however, is just the opposite. That the Gemara seems to say that there's a Pasuk, right? Yovo Mamzer Bekal Hashem, Vade Mamzer, not Sufik Mamzer. Pasuk that's matter a Sufik Mamzer min haTorah, that that there's no Isser Sufik Mamzer. They ask from that on the the shitas that hold that all Sveikas are only Durabonim, right? Sufik Duraisa is the Chumra, only with the Rabbanim. Why didn't we pasuk to be matter a Sufik Mamzer? Sufik Mamzer min haTorah is that anyway mutter. It's only din Durabonim that it's awesome. So they say that a Sufik Mamzer is mutter even in cases where it would normally be machriya the Sufik otherwise. There's a rov. Still, it's mutter. What's it called? There's a chazaka, whatever it may be. There we don't go after those hachros, and as long as it remains a Sufik, so long sef shmais on this or whatever, what things, rov, chazaka, remain a Sufik that are not muhra to be vada. That still are considered a Sufik, but we consider them as if they're a Vade, but they're really a Sufik. Then you can have a Torah being matter the Sufik. So there is a limud that a Sufik Mamzer is mutter mitam Vadai, right? Not mitam Sufik, mitam Vadai, to marry a regular Jew. So it could be that both things are emes. There's a special pasuk to tell me that a Sufik Mamzer is allowed to marry a regular Jew. On the other hand, he's not kahal, because he's still a Sufik Mamzer. A Sufik Mamzer happens to be mutter, marry a regular Jew. He's still a Sufik Mamzer, and therefore he's allowed to marry a Mamzer too. So a Sufik Mamzer can marry both a Mamzer and a regular Jew, because he's not here, not there. Okay. So now where did Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov know at least the first halacha, that a Sufik Mamzer is a din of Vadai? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Hari Shebo al Noshim Harbe, Ve'en Yodea al Eza Mehen Bo. Person had relations with a lot of women, he doesn't know who he lives with. And she had relations with many men, doesn't know who she got pregnant from. Nim tsa'av no seyes bito. If that is mutter, right? People go around promiscuous, then what's going to happen is people are going to end up marrying their relatives. A father will marry his daughter, the ach no seyes achoso, and a brother marry his sister, and smali kol ha'olam kulam mamzerim. And the whole world will be filled with mamzerim. Lechori should have said Sufik mamzerim, right? Because all these things are sveikas. We don't know. So the world will be filled with Sufik mamzerim. Since he said mamzerim, it's mashma. Sufik mamzer is the same as a vadi mamzer. The alzenemaru molahorit zima. Iva Ravo. What is Ravo going to do with this? Ravo holds Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that a Sufik mamzer has a din of a Sufik and can't marry a regular mamzer. So what is he going to do with this? Rava Amar Lecha Hachi Kamar Zumahi Umala Ha'aret Zima implies that it's a suffix. Zima means we have a question. Who is this? What is this? What's the status of this person? We don't know what the status is. So the fact that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov ended off with this pasuk, Umala Ha'aret Zima, means that it remains a status of a suffix. Rashi. Kibla Nisabrui. She doesn't know who she got pregnant from. You see that Reb Lozer ben Yaakov called them mamzerim, even though it's only a suffix. Zuma he lost in suffix. He says, no, since he ended off with the pasuk umalahar et zima, that implies that it remains a suffix. Yeser al kein om Reb Lozer ben Yaakov. Reb Lozer ben Yaakov said even more than that, right? It's more than just that promiscuity isn't mutter, obviously, because of the world's going to be filled with either mamzerim or sofik mamzerim. Lo yisa avim isha meninazu. He went even further. Person shouldn't get married in one country. The yelech v'isa isha meninacheres, and then go get married in another country. He has two wives, one in one country, one in a different country. Shemi yizdavgu zelozev and imsa achno siyasachosa, because the two families won't be aware of each other. And maybe one will travel to the other country and not realize he's marrying a brother, marrying a sister. And so Rashi first, Yeser al kein dafilu hocha da al yedei nesuin havei. It's not znus. The adavar mefursim. Lazer Rabbi Lazer ben Yaakov slowly made such a gzera. Now, what the gzera is exactly? According to some, the gzera is only where you have two wives at the same time, a wife in one country and a wife in another country. Then, what's it called, there's a problem. Because then it could be the two families aren't familiar with each other. The Aruch HaShulchan says, we don't see anybody who's Zohir in this halacha. I mean, people don't get married to two people at the same time. But according to some, it's lav dafka that you're married to two women at the same time. You're married to one woman in one country, and you have your family in that country, and the woman dies, and you move to another place. Then according to this, you couldn't get married to another woman in a different place and raise another family. Okay. Some hold that doesn't apply in that case. It only applies where both women are alive. Then bisman hazeh, so people don't get married to two women at the same time, so it's obviously not relevant. But according to those shitas that hold that it applies even where one wife died and you marry another one, so it is relevant today. Right? And it would seem to imply, so the reason why the first one holds it's only when you have two wives is because then you leave one family here and one family here and the families don't know each other. But if a wife dies and you move to another place, usually your family moves with you. So now the families get to know each other. And if you don't move the family, it's a davar shlosh chiyach, they weren't kosher. But there is a shita that holds, our achronim hold, that it applies even if the wife died. So then what are we somechan? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, bisman hazeh, where there is communications, easy communications, people know right away with a mail and whatever who everybody is, so therefore it's not a problem. It's only a problem when there was no readily available communication, instant communication, then there were problems of families not knowing who the family was. The guy had a family here and a family somewhere else. Okay, in any case, so that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says. Is that true? That a person is not allowed, if he has a wife, he's not allowed to marry another woman in another place? Right, Rav, in order that he shouldn't have Yehurim Royim, when he was away from his wife, right, left his wife home, and he went on a trip. So he came to this place, and he said, anybody interested in getting married for the day? This way, he'll be married, he won't have Yehurim Royim because he's not with his wife. Rav Nachman ki ikul l'shechnetziv machriz v'omer man havi l'yuma. Anybody interested in getting married for the day? So the Maisa is mashma, he had a wife where he was, and now he was getting married for a short time to somebody else, and could be she'll get pregnant, and he'll have a family here and a family there, they won't know each other, and they end up marrying brothers, marrying sisters. No, the Rabbanan are different because these were famous people, and famous people, the children are called, hey, that's what's his name, son or whatever, so then, or daughter, so then people will know who the father is. So the chances of people not knowing that it's the same father is rare, and therefore, in that case, the gzera doesn't apply. She's asking to hear. Who wants to get married to me for the amount of time that I'll be here? Lav dafka, one day, even though the Gemara says yoma. But Rashi learns, we'll see from the Hemshech, that it can't just mean one day. It means for the extension of my trip. Dipki, kulei alma b'shmayu, the koren lebito al shmo. They refer to the children on the father's name, because he's a famous person. So when to make the shidduch, they'll use the name of the father. So they'll realize that the daughter is his daughter and the son is his son from somewhere else. Mora says, how can he do that? How could he get married and live with this woman's master? He's living with her on the same day. If a person, asks a woman to marry him, and she agrees, from the time that he's toveya her for marriage, she has to count shiva nikiyim, because we're afraid, at the time that he asked her to get married, that she had dam chimud. Right? Because of her affection, she saw dam, she's given neither. And therefore, according to Paschal Maisa, she needs shiva nikiyim just as if she's a nida. We're choshes that she saw a little dam, didn't notice it, and she's a nida. And pasha, she's only nida the rabbanon because she didn't have any hergish, she didn't feel anything. And for to be a nida from the Torah, you have to have feeling. But the rabbanon were machmer that she's considered a nida. Therefore, there are some that say she doesn't need any bedikas or whatever. Just we're choshes that maybe she nida. Regular nida doesn't need any bedikas. She just needs to count 7 days and. So she needs to count 7 days. According to others, we're machmer like any need of Bisman Hazeh. There were choshes also that she's a zava and she needs shiva nekiyim. Right? She has to check herself for those 7 days. In any case, so Lechor, if Rava would have said, what's it called, that went to Rav, went to Dardashir, and he said, who wants to get married? And somebody volunteered, from that point on, she needs shiva nekiyim, or she needs at least 7 days to count as if she's a nida. She can't live with her. So what did it help? The Gemara says, Rabbanan shluchayu havi mishadrei umodi lehu. No, they sent shluchim ahead before their trip, right? They knew that in 7 days they're going to be there. So they sent a shliach to make this announcement. Anybody interested in marrying so-and-so in 7 days? If you are, start counting Shiva's yomim, and he's going to be here on the seventh day, and we'll make the chup. The boy seima. The Rabbanan didn't live with these women. They just were miyachid with them. And that was enough to take away the hirurim royim. The Omer Mar, ain't odoma mishiyesh lo pas besalo, le misha ain't lo pas besalo. No, there's no comparison. Somebody who knows that if he wants to, he could eat. To somebody who doesn't have any food, right? The person who's hungry and doesn't have any food is much worse off than somebody who's hungry but has the ability to eat if he wanted to. It's the same thing over here. He had the ability to live with her, right? But Lamaisa, he's not. So let's call, see Rashi first, and then we'll see Tosus. Rashi, Shiva Nekiyim, Shema Machmas Chimud Pirsa Nida, Bishoshin Espaisa. We're afraid that she became a Nida, and she needs what's it called? So shiva nekiyim could mean mamish with bedikas or whatever. Shiva nekiyim could just mean she needs to count 7 days like a Torah nida. Shluchayu havi mishadre shiva yomi kodem biyosim. So he used to send shluchim 7 days earlier, so the woman would prepare herself and be tahar by the time they came. So Tosfos asks Lechora two questions. First of all, how's that get past besal if you can't live with her? Secondly, if you can't live with her, you can't be meyachid with her. Because if a woman is poris nida before you ever live with her, so you have to be you have to separate. You can't have any yichud because we're afraid that yitzro tokva. So some say that halacha is only if you don't have another wife. But if you have another wife, then we're not afraid that you yitzro tokva even though you're away from her, and therefore you don't have to. You can be miyachid with the second wife. Others say that Tosa says that it means something different. It means the following. It means that he didn't actually live with her. It's going back on the case where the case where they didn't send a shliach before, and they didn't actually live with her, so there was no dam chimur. Dam chimur is only if you know for sure you're going to live together. Here, she didn't know if he's going to live with her or not live with her, so she's not, you know, really enthralled. So if he wanted to, he could decide to live with her because there was no dam chimur in that kind of situation where it wasn't vadai that he was going to live with her. So, and if he lived with her, right, then we're not choshesh either for her getting pregnant, having another family, because what's it called? Because dover shelo shchiach. Because most of the time he didn't live with her. He could have lived with her. So he has pas v'salo. We're not choshesh that, he's going to have two families because it's a dover shelo shchiach. And he's allowed to be miyachid with her because he conceivably could live with her if he wanted to. And she already, and there's no dam chimud because she doesn't think he's going to live with her for sure. It's only when they, for sure. Okay. Beyond that, the minig we have of not seeing the caliph 7 days before is based on this. Because we're afraid that within 7 days, if they see each other, that will cause more dam chimud as the chasana gets closer. And therefore, they'll have to start another 7 days and another 7 days. So this way, we keep them away for 7 days. And since the chasana is set, so if there was any dam chimud already happened from the beginning, there's nothing to cause more seeing her. And when they see each other by the chasana or whatever, she knows that she's going to be able to live with him that day, that night. So then they were not afraid of dam chimud then, since the dam chimud should have come from 7 days earlier. But it's not a universal minig. That's why some people hold you can't even talk on the phone, whatever, anything that would create more chenda, more chibuv. But by Sfarim, they don't have such a minig. It's all minig only. It's based on this.
In the Yisrael, based, I think, on Rabbi Yaakov's Psak, Rabbi Yaakov Munger, that right before the Kasana, they call the pictures and all that, they're not like Triach, they'll even later on, during waiting for the Chuppah.
There's that much. You're not afraid that since the photographer anyway takes away any kind of chimud that could possibly be. Okay. What? No, he didn't marry her. He announced, "Get ready for your wedding 7 days from now." And since she knew that 7 days, she made her hachamas, and that the dam chimud was from the time that the announcement came. And then they came and they were tavu alinasi, not from the time they get married. Right? Every woman gets married doesn't have to count shiva nekiyah. Right? From the time that they made the date, and it was vadai, from that time she needs shiva nekiyah. Right. No, Shliach said in 7 days Rav's coming and he's going to marry. So that was they were koveya the date of the chasana from those 7 days she needed. What? Yeah, Rav never saw her. He won't marry until he sees her. If he decides not to marry her, then she would make Shiva Nekiyah for nothing.
Did they get divorced?
So guess I'll marry somebody else. What? Yeah, and then they got divorced right after that.
That
oh, wait, we didn't finish the Gemara. 1 second. Gemara says, because of your kasha. Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, lo yisa adam ishto v'dayto legarsha. A person shouldn't marry somebody and he's intending to divorce her. Right? In other words, you're nice, but you know, I for a week you're okay. But you know, more than that, I'm not interested. So when he marries her for what's it called, with the intention of divorcing her. You're not allowed to do that. Don't have bad plans against somebody, and they think that you're good with them. You're what's it called? They think that they're secure, and you're having bad plans. Same way here. And how could it be that they would divorce them? That's only we don't tell the woman. If you tell the woman, look, this is a temporary marriage, right? It's just that I shouldn't have Hirurim Royim. I really have a nice wife and family somewhere else, and you're just, you know, just to keep me straight. So I plan to divorce you afterwards, and then, what's it called? That's okay, because you're not hiding it from her. She's accepting that, right? So it's worth to be married a week to they say, what's it called? This is Zalman Meltzer, was very sick. You know, the doctors didn't give him more than a year to live. Nicely, he lived to be an old man. And he was a bacher. and he had his shidduch, and they told the kala. We found out that he's basically not going to live a year, so you can break off the shidduch. He told her. She said, for such a Talmud Chum, it's kavod to be married even just a year. They got married and they lived. He lived to his 90s, I think. Yeah.
Why does the Gemara end with
the doctors died earlier?
Answer?
What?
Why does the Gemara end with a question and not answer?
Well, it's not a question. The Gemara is just saying, don't think that this is okay if you don't let the woman know beforehand. They let them know. But if you don't let them know, you can't get married to somebody intending to divorce them. Gemara is just ending with this to tell me that this case is different than the normal case that you can't marry a woman and you're thinking of divorcing her and she doesn't know about it. But when you say, man havi liyoma, this is only, right, you're only my wife for this vacation. Right? When the vacation's over, the marriage is over. Then it's okay to go. We're up to Lamed Zayin on the base, the middle of the daf. Safek v'yavam shebo lachlok b'nichsei mishnah. Gemara is giving about 6 or 7 cases of Yerusha. Now I'm here till the middle of the next Omid. Okay, so the first case, the simple case. You have, again, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. And Reuven dies without children, but his wife is pregnant. Or his wife is, in the end it turns out that maybe she's pregnant. So Shimon is miyabein Reuven's wife within the 3 months. And she gives birth after 9 months from the time her husband died. We're not sure now if the son, let's call him Chanoch, okay? Reuven Shimon, and Chanoch is the son. So we're not sure if Chanoch is Reuven's son, and he was born 9 months after Reuven died, or he's Shimon's son, and he was born 7 months after Shimon was miyabein Reuven's wife. So Chanoch is a Safek Reuven's son, Safek Shimon's son. Okay. So now the Safek, and the Yavam, in other words, Shimon and Chanoch, want to come and split up Reuven's Nachla. So if Chanoch is Reuven's son, he gets the whole Nachla. Okay, he's talking now where he's the only son, make it easy, and he's obviously his only son, right? Because if there's another son, there's no Yibam. So he's the only son, so he gets Reuven's complete Nachla. If, on the other hand, he's Shimon's son, Shimon is the Yavam, he gets the Nachla of his brother completely, and even if there are other brothers, right, he gets the Nachla, and Chanoch gets nothing, because he's Shimon's son. He gets nothing in Reuven's Nachla. So now, Chanoch says, I'm Reuven's son, I want the Nachla. And Shimon says, no, you're my son, and you get nothing. So that's what Gemara says. Sofik v'yavam, shebo lachlo b'nichsei mishna, Sofik omar ano bar mishno. The Sofik, Chanoch says, I'm Reuven's son. And the whole Yerusha is mine. The Yavam Amar Ad Bri Didi, and the Yavam says, you're my son. The Leslach Velo Midi Benichsa, and you have nothing in that Yerusha. You're my son. You have nothing to do with Reuven. No, now what's it called? They didn't right all the bureaucracy until the kid was 90. They didn't get to the Yerusha. Didn't have it immediately. Or the apitropis of this kid is signing for him. So what's the halacha? Have mom and amutl besafik. Mom and amutl besafik. Okay, simple case. Neither one of them is a muchzik more than the other. So when there's no mulzik, everybody agrees, mom and hamutl besotik cholkin. Neither one is a mulzik, therefore you are cholik. See Rashi. Asiya Safik. What's that in? Maman Hamutal Besafik. She'ein Zem Muchzik Bazeh Yosef Mizeh. No one here has more of a chazaka on the money. They're both an equal Safik. We have Reuven's money. Whose money does this belong to? If Chanoch is Reuven's son, it belongs to him. If Chanoch is Shimon's son, it belongs to Shimon because he's the Yavam. The Imzer Ben Hameis Ein Liyavam Bohen Klum. If he is the son, then the brother has no, what's it called, no chelik in it at all. The Im Ben Hayavam Hu Ein Lo Bohen Klum. And if he is Shimon's son, then he has no chelik at all in Reuven's money. Hilkach Ein Kan Motzi Mechadero Lahatul Lo Harayit. Therefore, there's no one's a Motzi. Therefore, there's no one's a Motzi. So we can't say Motzi Mechadero Harayit, which we normally say according to the Chachamim. Like Sumchas holds even where there's a Mulzak, where both are Mulzakim, we say Cholkin. But Maman Hamutl Besafi Cholkin. Right? But Lamaisa, the Chachamim hold Hamotzi Mechaver of Araya. Here there's no Motzi. So even the Chachamim agree, Maman Hamutl Besafi is Cholkin. Okay, it seems to be a simple case. There's a big machlokus here, the Rosh and the Rambam. Okay? And that is, the Rosh asks, Lamaisa, the Yavam, right, Manafshach, has some kind of chelik over here, because he's a brother. Right? He's a, what's it called, besides the fact that he's a Yavam. Let's say he's not the Yavam. That Chanoch is Reuven's son, so there's no Yivam. But he's a brother. So a brother has a chelik in the other brother's, what's it called, in the other brother's Nachla. So he is a Yoresh Mikam Vadai, right? He has some connection to this Yerusha, one way or the other. Even if he's not a Yavam, but he's a brother, right? The other guy is a total Safek. If he's Reuven's son, he has a Nachla. If he's not Reuven's son, he has absolutely nothing to do with it. He's a nephew. Nephew has no Shaykhus. But a brother does. Therefore, says the Rosh, it's talking over here where the grandfather is still alive, and therefore brothers would not be Yoresh as a brother. The brother has no relationship over here of Yerusha. Who gets the Yerusha first? The father. In other words, Reuven is Shimon's father. Okay, Yaakov is still alive. Since Yaakov is still alive, if Shimon is not a Yavam, he will not be Yoresh as a brother. So he only gets because he's a Yavam. Now it's an equal suffix. Either he's a Yavam, and Shimon is his son, and Chanoch is his son, or he's not a Yavam, he's only a brother, and Chanoch is Reuven's son, and he gets the whole thing. So the only way he can get is a Yavam. There's no connection over here with brother. But Enochinami, if Yaakov would not be alive, and then the next in line would be a brother, Lamaisa, even if he's not a Yavam, he has a chelik as a brother, so he has more of a connection to this than the than what's it called, than the other one. The other one's a pure suffix, yes or no. This one has at least some other connection. That's what the Rosh holds. And the Rambam argues, and maybe the Achron, the Marshal, and Yom Shah Shlomo says, understand this Rosh, because Lamaisa, he's never going to be Yoresh in this case as a brother. If he's not the Yavam, then the other guy, then Chanoch is Reuven's son, he gets the whole thing. And if he is the Yavam, he's getting out the Yavam, nothing to do with the brother. So even though, theoretically, right, he could be Yoresh as a brother, even if the, what's it called, even if he's not a Yavam, but in this case, it's irrelevant. And that's how the Rambam holds. It doesn't make a difference if the grandfather's alive, if Yaakov's alive, or Yaakov is not alive, right? The only shaila over here is he a Yavam, or is he nothing? Because he there's a son, and therefore it's a regular case of the moment Hamutal B'Safek Cholkin. That is a big machlokus over here. We got the first case. Okay. Next case. Safek u'bnei Yavam shebo lachlo b'nichsei misna. Okay. The Reuven Shim again, same case, except Shimon died before he had a chance to they had a chance to divide up the Yerusha. So now it's not Shimon who's coming with a claim, it's Shimon's children that are coming with a claim. Okay? Now, what's their claim? They claim that Chanoch is not Reuven's son, not their uncle's son, but their father's son. He's a brother. You're one of our brothers. Okay? So you get only a portion of the Yerusha with us. Let's say there's three brothers, so they split up the Yerusha three ways. You get one third, and we get the other third. Okay? Because you're our brother. He kind of says, I'm not your brother. I'm your uncle. Because I'm Reuven's son. And I get what? What? Cousin? Right, cousin. Right. I'm your uncle's son, right, your cousin. And therefore, and I get the whole Yerusha, because I'm Reuven's son. So now it's not a Shiloh whether he gets everything or nothing, either one. Right? This one either gets everything or he gets a third as a brother. Even they admit that he has a chelik in this as a brother. Okay? So Safik ubnei Yavam, Shabo Lachlo Benichsin Nisna, Safik Omarahu Gavra Bar Nisnahu. The suffix says, referring to himself in the third person, I'm the son of Reuben. The nichse didelu, the whole thing belongs to me. Okay? The name Yavam Amre, and the children of the Yavam, right, supposed Yavam, say, Atochinua, you're our brother. You're our father's son, our brother. Umansahu di Ishwach Bahadain, you have an equal portion with us, but you don't have the whole thing. You have to split it up with us. So the Rabbanan, who were learning in front of a Misharshia, thought in the beginning that this is exactly like a Mishnah later on. A Mishnah on Dafkuf. Mishnah says like this, this man, who ain't a Yorish Osam, the Haim Yorshim Osam. Since he is has a Vadai Chelik in this, and they only have a Sofik, so he is superior to them. We'll see in 1 second. What's your case? Is Rashi. Sothik ubnei Yavam. Hasothik muhzik behem beYosef. The Sothik has more of a chazaka here than the other ones. Because Manasach, he has some kind of chelik. He has at least a third. They may have nothing. Okay? To me, Manasach is lezechia begavoya. Manasach, if he's a brother, he has a third. Okay? In the case we said with his three brothers. And if he's the son, then he has everything. But the Bnei Yavam may have nothing, because maybe he is the son of the deceased guy and he gets everything. The other one, Chanoch. This is the Mishnah later on, Biktani. Sofik ben Tisha la Rishon. Sofik ben Shiva la Achron. Hu lo Yoresh Oson. The bnei rishon matzilei etzol bnei achron, ubnei achron etzol bnei rishon. The hen yorshim also ben shneihem. Case is a regular case of we're not sure if this kid is Reuven's son or Shimon's son. Nothing to do with Yibum now. Different case, right? It's a regular case. We have a kid who is what's it called? Reuven died, and he had other children, whatever, and. Not sure if this kid, Chanoch, is his son, together with his other sons, or what's it called, Shimon, who was a stranger, not a brother, right? Or what's it called, Yitzchak, okay? Reuven and Yitzchak, they're not related at all. But Yitzchak married Reuven's wife after Reuven died, but he didn't wait 3 months, and she gave birth after 9 months. So, and she wasn't, we didn't know if he's pregnant or not when he got married to her. So regular suffix, whether it's Reuven's son or Yitzchak's son. Okay, Chanoch is Reuven's son or Yitzchak's son. Reuven has other sons, Yitzchak has other sons. Okay, so now, what's it called, Reuven, what's it called, and Shimon died. And their children are Yarshin, each one. Now this guy, Chanoch, comes to Reuven, he says, I think I'm your brother. They said, no, we think you're not our brother. You're Shimon's son's brothers. Right? You have nothing to do with us. So they push him away. He goes to, what's it called, Yitzchak's sons, and he says, I think I'm your brother, right? I'd like to split with you. He said, no, you're not our brother. You're their brother, which is a mother to them. So the guy gets nothing, because Reuven's children say he's not their brother, Yitzchak's children say, "I'm not your brother. You're not my brother," and therefore, what's it called? The Hamosim Chayvavaraya. We for sure have Yerusha over here. You're a suffix. You want to take part of our Yerusha? Prove that you're our brother. You can't prove it, Kachlat. So you can't prove it to either one. So he isn't Yorish either of them because he's a suffix. On the other hand, there Yorishim. When he dies, all of a sudden, both of them become his brother. Hey, our brother died. What's it called? Nebuch. What's it called? So Reuven's sons claim him as their brother, right? We want his Yerusha. Shimon's, Yitzchak's sons claim him as his brother. So together, they Yarshin, they split it up. Why? Because Manavshach, he's one of their brothers. So one of these people gets it. So together, they get it. What's it called? They get it and they split it up. Okay. So that's the commission over there. Case where, what's it called? You have a regular suffix. Who this kid is? Is he Reuven's son or Yitzchak's son? Right? He is not Yoresh with either Reuven's children or Yitzchak's. He's not Yoresh Reuven or Yitzchak. But Reuven's children and Yitzchak's children are Yoresh him. Because Manavshach, he's one of their brothers. Okay. Yibnei Rishon Matzul Eitzel B'nei Achron, U'B'nei Achron Eitzel B'nei Rishon, V'heim Yorshin Also Ben Shneim, and they Yarshin him, Manavshach. V'hocha Itcha, the Gemara says, V'hocha Amrinin Itcha, to whom Muchzit Yosef, but here's just the opposite. The Suffolk is more Muchzit. Why? Because the Suffolk says, look, if I'm Reuven's son, I get the whole Yerusha of Reuven. But if I am, what's it called, Shimon's son, okay, then I'm your brother. Then you're the Yorshin, and I have a chaylev. So, Manashav, I have something over here. I have either the whole thing or a third. You may have nothing. So I'm more Muchzit than you are. I for sure have a chaylev, and you, I'm not sure. So therefore, over here, the whom Muchzit Yosef? The Hashem v'Hachi Matzulei the Amrilei Aisi Raya the Achuna Atishkof. Over there, they can push him off and say, "Bring a proof that you're our brother. We'll give you a chaylev. You can't prove you're our brother. I'm also a chaylev, right?" And each one can push him off. The Hachanami Omer Lahu. He can say the same thing to them. Hi, Aisi Raya the Achuchanano Avishkulu. Right? You bring a proof that I'm your brother and not your cousin, and you can get a chaylev too. You can't bring a proof. And I for sure have a chelik over here, Manavshach, either as a brother or as a son. So, tough luck. Mara says no, not the same. V'hachi, v'hasam amrilei aisi rai ushkol, v'hacho amar lahu aisi rai ushkol. Just like over there, they say to him, "Bring a raya that you're our brother, and take. And if not, you can't bring a raya, tough luck." But they are Yorishim, Nimanachov. Same thing over here. Right? The opposite way. He can say to them, "Right, I for sure have a chelik in this. You bring a raya that I'm your brother, and you can take your chelik, but you can't bring a raya, you're my brother, and therefore you get nothing." Omar Lahura Misharshis or Misharshis said to them, "No, me don't. It's not the same case. Hosom inu vadai v'ihu sofik." Over there, what's it called? They for sure have a chelik in this Yerusha, Mimanashach, right? They are for sure, one of them is, what's it called, is this guy's brother. Are these guys brothers, right? Either Reuven or Yitzchak's children. Okay, so they for sure together have a chelik in this thing, so they can split it up between them. But he is only a suffix, whether he has anything. Because, what's it called, by each one, he's only a suffix. Right, maybe he's not their brother, he gets no chelik in their father, or he's maybe not the other one's brother, he gets no chelik in their father. Hacha idi the idi suffix. Right? Both of them are suffix. Nobody's for sure getting for a reason that we know. Even the guy who is for sure has a chelik, he doesn't know why he has a chelik. He may have a chelik because he's a brother, he may have a chelik because he is a son. But he doesn't know what he is. Over there, they for sure have a chelik, what's it called, in this guy's thing, because one of them is brothers. So when they come together, between them, somebody over here has a chelik, and we're going to split it up. So we know for sure what we are seeing over here. The guy doesn't have a chelik for sure, he doesn't know why he has a chelik. So he remains a suffix. Eli'i damya l'masnisan l'ha damya. Right? If you want to have a case that's similar to the Mishnah over there, where one of them is a vadai, and the other one is a Sofik, and the Vav I get, so the Sofik gets nothing, then it's comparable to the next case. Let's see Rashi first. Midami, Hashem Inu Vavai, Shehem Yodim Mikoach Mi, and Goyim Lirash. Over there, they know who they are what's it called, inherited. They know together that this guy is one of our brothers. So they know for sure that together they have a chelik in this guy's Yerusha. Easy to easy spake in it, but over here everybody's a sophic. Shafilo a sophic ain't toin kindness vadai, the emi odea mi koach mihu balirosh. He doesn't say for sure I have a chelik because I'm a brother. No, maybe I'm a brother. He doesn't say for sure I have a chelik because I'm a son, because maybe I'm a son. But maybe this, maybe that, but for sure I have a chelik, but he doesn't know why. That's still called a sophic. So Murray says, if you want to compare that Mishnah, compare it to the following case. The Sofek ubnei Yavam, the Sofek and the children of the Yavam, Shabo lachlog benichse Yavam kufe. They're coming to not to take Reuven's chelik, but Shimon died, and they want to get Shimon's chelik. Okay, so the Hasan, Omar Amrele, Aishi Raya Dachuna at Ushko. Right there, they can say to him, you bring a raya that you're a brother and not our cousin, and you can take. But they for sure have a chelik in this. The shaila is, do they have all of it, or they have to split some of it with him? So he is a sofik, and there, vadai in this nakla, they can say to him, what's it called? You bring a raya, otherwise you get nothing. V'nichse yovin kufe, hasim esuklam asnisan, dehulo yorei shosam. There, the Mishnah that says he doesn't get anything applies. The Amrilei, I see Raya Shko. Bring a Raya if you're our brother and not. Maybe you're our cousin. But the case we said before, where they're splitting up Reuven, not the Yavam's, not Shimon's Nachla, but Reuven's Nachla, they're both Shvekas. The Yerubba Einai, the Hu Mansa, the Kamodi Reishokim. Right? The mother that they're Molda, right? They tell me you're not our cousin, because then you'll get everything. So they kind of, you're our brother. So that, they're molda, that he gets a third. So the third, they have to give him for sure, manasha. Right? You claim that you own the whole thing. We say, no, you don't. We say that you're our brother. If you're our brother, then give him a chelik. They can't have it both ways. So, but they're molda, right, on the topic that you're our brother, we'll give you that, because otherwise I have to give the whole thing. Right, the either have imamim amut l'besof the chokin who know to chachatsi who ben kula machatsi. So therefore, what happens is the following: he gets one third off the top. Now he claims he has in the other two thirds the whole thing. They claim that each one has a third, so each one has to give him a half of the third. So each one gets a sixth, and he gets a third plus a what's it called? He gets two thirds, and they get a sixth each. They split with him the other half, and the third he gets completely because they're molded, at least he's a brother.